Hello and welcome back to Bambiographies. I'm Tom, your host, and I'm here to tell you what's been happening over the last month. First off, I'd like to apologise for not getting an episode out last month. I genuinely didn't think the episode on The Clash was going to take as long as it did. It wasn't all about the editing either, I'm afraid. There have been some upheavals in my professional life recently that have affected my productivity, and this is likely to drag on for a bit, I'd imagine, so please bear with me in the meantime. The Clash episode is all edited and ready to go, and I'm very excited for you to hear it, but I figured I'd publish it at the end of October, as it was getting on for that time anyway. Plus, it gave me some time to start scripting the next episode, which I won't be telling you about until next month. I know, I'm a tease. One of the things I've also done in the meantime is figure out how to find reviews of the podcast from other areas of the world. I naively thought the Apple Podcast app would show all of them, rather than just the ones written by UK listeners. How stupid of me. So, without further ado, I'm going to read out the reviews from abroad that I've missed out on since this podcast started. We have two reviews from the US, one from ROB in May that says, "Perfect podcast. Thomas Austin Morgan certainly knows his Sex Pistols." Thanks, Robbie, and I'm glad that I managed to introduce you to the Left Field track featuring John Lydon when you asked about it on Twitter. Even more than that, I know that you're more of an EDM fan, so thanks for listening to a podcast about a musical genre that isn't at the top of your list. The second review from the US comes from Loose Screw Andrew, who said, "Rock on! If you're a fan of punk rock, if you know nothing about punk rock, if you're looking for a fresh and new podcast to sink your teeth into, Bambiographies is the podcast you're looking for. This entertainingly biographical series, presented by host Tom Austin Morgan, brings you an episodic chronicling of the genre and the musical groups who brought it to light and carried it into the phenomenon that is present in today's musical world. Austin Morgan's years of podcasting experience as one half of the General Interest podcast Anywhere But Here since 2014 are ever present in his love letter to the lesser celebrated genre. His research into the episode's topic, thorough and educational. His love for the subject expressed through his narrative voice. Subscribe to this podcast immediately, don your combat boots and leather jacket, and be prepared to be transported to an era of sex, drugs and scandals galore, and love every moment of the experience." Thanks so much for the amazing review there, Andrew. I know you put a lot of effort into your writing. I really appreciate the time and effort you put in on this one. There's been a review from South Africa, left by Gabsy21. She says, "Fantastic, absolutely brilliant podcast. I never thought I'd be so drawn in by a podcast which talks about rock bands, as I only like a few of them. But this podcast is so brilliantly researched and written that I cannot wait for more episodes." Gabs, thanks very much for listening, even though punk isn't your thing. I'm glad that you're finding it interesting and entertaining. I'd imagine that this is probably down to the characters that we meet in each episode. They sure are compelling. Finally, we got a new one from the UK from Steve Brown, who wrote a review on the 2nd of October entitled "Brilliant Podcast." "Being born in 1969, I was a small child when punk was everywhere. I remember the multicoloured mohawks, tartan and bum flaps outside the Bristol Virgin shop around 1977 and didn't understand any of it. It wasn't until the 90s when I actually listened to the bands properly and now have all the main bands represented in my playlist. Each episode is fascinating, veering off as each member leaves, does new stuff, rejoins. All the people influenced by the bands, all the interconnections, it's amazing. I'm so glad that you're enjoying the podcast there, Steve, and even more so that you felt moved enough to leave such a nice review. I can only imagine how confusing and probably scary those punks seemed back in 1977 as a youngster. Like me, it took a while to get round to listening to punk bands, as I thought it wasn't for me. But as soon as that door is opened, it's a gateway to a world of acceptance and brilliant music. I'm glad to have you along for the ride, Steve." Each and every one of these reviews, as well as the ones that I've read out over the last few months, have made me smile and have really helped me through the last few weeks. I can't tell you how grateful I am that you've taken the time out to review the podcast. Thank you so much. I managed to get another email read out on the Kermode and Mayo film review show on Radio 5 Live a couple of weeks ago, which was about The Clash.
"Dear Strummer and Jones," says Head Piper from Aberystwyth, "just listening to the introduction to last week's show and the feature about translation in popular songs, Listener Christian pointed out the Spanish call and response lines in Should I Stay or Should I Go, which Simon described as so garbled you'd hardly know it was Spanish. Well, you may remember I emailed in over the summer about Hans Zimmer playing on a song by The Damned, which I had found out whilst researching for my podcast called Band Biographies. As fate would have it, I'm currently editing an episode on The Clash. Joe Strummer's grasp of Spanish was minimal at best, so whilst recording the song in Electric Lady Studios in New York, they turned to their Hispanic tape operator, and more specifically, his Ecuadorian mother, to translate the lines. Ecuadorian Spanish differs in dialect, which is why the translations seem a bit garbled to those who studied and also those who failed Spanish at school. So that's why The Clash's Spanish is rubbish, is because it's Ecuadorian, that's why.
Simon then went on to read the next email and got my name right.
I say that email about The Clash came from Tom Austin Morgan and not from Head Piper in Aberystwyth, because this is from Head Piper. Warm greetings to Mark, Simon and team.
As well as this, I got the introduction to the Sex Pistols story played on BBC Radio Kent's Lockdown Upload show, which is an hour of radio each night dedicated to showcasing the creative projects people have been doing during 2020. I'm working on finding interesting snippets from the past shows that work as standalone pieces so I can get it serialised on Leo Ulf's show, which is quite exciting. So now that I'm done patting myself on the back, the episode on The Clash is definitely coming out on Friday. As I've said before, The Clash was a brilliant band and certainly my favourite of the original six UK punk bands, and I know that this is the case for a lot of you out there as well. So I've worked really hard on this episode to make it as in-depth and perfect as I could. I hope it lives up to your expectations, especially as I've had a whole extra month to get it done. Please do reach out to me on social media to let me know what you think of it, and if you've not left a rating or review over at iTunes, please pop over there and leave one. They really do help. Finally, you might remember in last month's episode, I was talking about creating badges and stickers for those of you hardcore lot that listen to these preview and review episodes. I've got some great designs that were created by Stephen at Propaganda Media, at Propaganda4 on Twitter, who also designed the Band Biographies logo. Well, I'm no nearer to sorting that out thanks to recent events. However, Pin Icons got in touch after listening to the Sex Pistols story and saw that I'm just about to launch the Clash episode. They reached out to me and are offering three of you the chance to win a limited edition Joe Strummer White Riot pin badge. The high quality, professionally manufactured and uniquely designed pins and stickers by Pin Icons are brilliant and feature vivid colour portrayals of musical icons like Kurt Cobain, Ian Brown, Debbie Harry, Liam Gallagher, Joe Strummer, Jerry Cinnamon and Keith Flint. All you have to do to be in with a chance of winning the Joe Strummer pin is to look out for their tweet on Friday the 30th of October when the Clash episode goes out. If you retweet that tweet, as well as follow both Band Biographies and Pin Icons, as well as subscribe to the podcast, which I assume you already do if you're listening to this, you'll be entered into a draw and the three lucky winners will be announced a week later on Friday the 6th of November. How cool is that? Pin Icons on Twitter are at Pin Icons, all one word, and on Instagram at pin.icons. They're also on Facebook, so check them out. Good luck! As ever, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'll be back in a month's time to let you know how I've got on with the next episode and which band I've chosen to cover. So till next time, see you in the pit.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any fantasy points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that fantasy points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.